It's day 16, I believe, of the 2016 February Audio Community Challenge. And today's topic is, what's in my fridge? Well, okay, let's go. As Sassacat says, we have to go to the fridge first. So that's why I went in another room, so I could go to the fridge. Right, okay, to the fridge. What delights are in here? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, opening up. We have, first I must explain that, we used to have one of those big large fridge freezers that's, you know, freestanding, a big beauty, and then we got a new kitchen about 3 years ago, and we went for integrated units, and we should have never done that, because there's never the same room that's in these integrated units, fridge or freezer, as was in our big beastie. Big mistake, but anyway, it's done now. So, what's in here won't be near as much as what would have been in the old one. Right, okay, on the door, top tray of the door, we have jams, preserves. There is a jar of apricot jam, a full jar of raspberry jam, another full jar of raspberry jam, and two of those miniature jars that you get, usually in sort of a gift packs of... shortbread and other goodies like that, or a little hamper. So we keep those because my wife keeps those full with jam because they're handy for takeaway when we go wee jaunts. If we pick up a couple of scones, you know, she can get jam on the dry scones. These jams are all made, they're all handmade by our dear friend Margaret across the road, an older lady, lovely couple, Margaret and Bill. I've spoken about them before. Margaret's the one that makes the fantastic dumpling, and she also makes the best jams. So my wife keeps empty jar jars, and then takes them over to Margaret, and when she's got some more fruit in, and she makes whatever she's got, whether it's strawberries, raspberries, or apricot. And I love apricot jam. I love raspberry as well, but I love apricot jam. Beautiful stuff. Anyway, top tray. Bottom tray, off the door. As I said, this is nowhere near as big as our old one. 4 litres of milk. Semi-skim milk. That's what we've been on, semi-skim for years. A bottle of chilled water. My wife, when she drinks water, likes to drink it chilled from the fridge. Two bottles of Coca-Cola. Other brands are available. These are the 375ml ones. And what she does is she buys Coca-Cola either in multi-packs, like these, the bottle ones, or in the cans or whatever, and then splits them down to miniature or small bottles, smaller than these. There are two reasons behind that. Handy for portability if we're going away anywhere. Handy for giving to their nephew's child if he comes down, but it also limits the amount of cola she drinks in a day, because she limits it to one of the smaller bottles, so hence the bulkier stuff in here in the door. And there is a can of Dorley topping, you know, the squirty foam cream that you get. Yeah, she loves that with peaches. Talk about peaches, there is a bowl of peaches in here from a can that was opened the other day there. And so those peaches, usually an after dinner treat, we'll have some peaches with squirty cream on top. It's the dessert of the month. I think she changes every month. Next week it could be pineapples or something else, I don't know, anyway. A bowl of peaches. So we'll start at the top again. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 Müller Rices, all apple. I love anything Müller. Müller makes the best stuff ever, whether it's their light series or the yogurts. But Müller apple rice chilled from the fridge cannot be beaten. And my wife hunts out all the bargains, and this recent bargain in Morrison's is it's 10 for £2. You get 10 Müller rices for £2. I mean, it's crazy. So guess what I'm eating a lot of just now. There's also another three yogurts, Müller Lights Fruitopolis. I think that's how you say it. It's meant to look like Greek writing anyway. Yeah, it says Greek style yogurt with a layer of real fruit. I've already eaten four of these, so there's only two left. These are lovely. This is cherry, red cherry, I think it is. Ah, they are beautiful. Beside those are a bowl of peas, garden peas. They'll be used in the next dinner. There is three tubs of Vitalite, which is a spread. We went off butter many years ago. It's dairy free that says this. We went on to this light spread, and we've been on Vitalite for I don't know how many years now. My wife just stockpiles this kind of stuff as well in the fridge. Not way in advance where it would end up going out of date, but she always has at least two, and today she's got three Vitalites. We have Philadelphia spread, full fat soft cheese. I love this on toast. In actual fact, you can put it on crackers and then put raspberry jam on top, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So a tub of Philadelphia. There is some cold meat in a brown bag. I do like brown bags. I don't know why we don't adopt this more in this country. I love when I watch American programs and see people going to the mart or the shopping, and they come out with all kinds of brown bags. We were in America, we shopped when we were travelling about a wee bit, and it was great that they would wrap things, even it doesn't matter what it was, they would wrap it in a brown bag, and if it was bulky it would be in a big brown bag, and I just think it's wonderful. So according to this is cooked sandwich ham. Yeah, so that'll be for something. Now there are 15 eggs in a box. Well, there was 15 eggs in a box, so probably used a few of those now, but we always buy the 15 tubs. It's more economic. And there is, I've just spotted on the bottom tray, hidden below things, there is another 10 Mueller rices. Oh my god, I never noticed those. They were hidden below the packets of ham and cold meat. So I've got another 10. So how many does that make all together? Yeah, but I love them. So anyway, the eggs. And then we have bacon. There's two packs of bacon. Bacon rashers, thick bacon rashers, two big packs of those. If you we are great eaters of all things porky. Whether it's pork chops, pork loins, gammon steaks, bacon of all types, especially smoked stuff. My wife uses it in her ham and lentil soup. And the richer the smoke, the better the soup. So always got loads of stuff in here. So it's two packs of bacon, thick cut rashers. And then there is a pack of, behind this, there is a pack of pork loins and a couple of gammon steaks. Yep. Not as usual, she's got quite a good stock of that. But anyway, guess she's up way up the town just now. She might bring more back down. So then we're moving right down to the bottom tray, and there are two large bottles of Morrison's Sparkling Peach Water. They do a great bargain on this. Three for... I sound stupid, like three for a pound. I mean, honestly, it's crazy stuff. I've been drinking this for a long while. It's beautiful in the summer. In the winter, maybe you don't want so many cold drinks, but... I love this stuff, and I've always got at least one wee miniature bottle in the car, one in my backpack. I take one often with me when I'm just going away, just for a nice flavoured drink rather than just water, although I always take water with me. These go into these little Coca-Cola bottles or Pepsi-Cola bottles that you buy. Once they're empty, my wife keeps them, washes them out, and keeps about eight of them. So these are 250ml, so I have three of those filled with peach water. There are four on the other side filled with Coca-Cola, or maybe Pepsi-Cola, I don't know. And a bottle of another bottle of chilled water. So that's it for our fridge. Usually there's quite a bit more than that. If you actually, like, when you think about it, if you take all the Mueller rices out, it's not, maybe that's why there's not so much in the fridge, because my Mueller rices are taking up so much space. Maybe I better eat another two or three today, just rattle right through them. So that's our fridge. We weren't asked to do a freezer, which I'm quite happy, because I don't want to do the freezer, because it means hauling stuff out. Plus the fact I've got white finger, and hauling stuff out of freezer would just spasm them right away. They would just be gone. I wear gloves when I go into the freezer. Honestly, I'm not joking about that. If my wife asked me to go and fetch something out of the freezer, it might be buried in the back. I put my gloves on so before I go looking. So yeah, happy not to search the freezer today. So that's it. That's it. Very modest. We are very humble and modest eaters. Nothing fancy. I hear people talking about all kinds of wondrous stuff, and actually, I enjoyed listening to that because it's just amazing what people eat, like jalapenos. People who munch with jalapeno peppers. My God, I ate one of those once before. Oh, never again. Oh, no. Too strong for the Scots palate. But I'd love to have said there was a couple of haggis in here and that, but I haven't been out into the hills recently, so I've managed to bag any. So no, another couple of haggis in there just maturing. Anyway, that's my fridge closing over now. Yes, tempted to get one of those Miller races out. Anyway, that's me. And another disadvantage of that is you have to kneel down most of the time to go looking for stuff. Whereas with the old one, the fridge was at chest level or head level and you could see exactly what was there. See, integrated stuff, rubbish. Never do it again. Okay, bye for now.